In his speech, Fitzgerald criticized Governor Kasich, saying he cut funding for schools and local government. Fitzgerald also reminded his audience of supporters that Kasich championed the measure limiting collective bargaining rights of public sector unions.
When you talk to the workers, the small business owners, the parents, the cops, the nurses, the firefighters, and the teachers who really make up the fabric of Ohio, you know that we're in need of new leadership and we can't afford to wait.
Fitzgerald said he'd restore funding in education, work more closely with cities, and protect unions. He also highlighted his role as an FBI agent in the 1990s, saying he's prepared to tackle corruption and cronyism where he finds it. In response, Republicans organized a series of conference calls with reporters and local GOP officials. In one call, Bay Village Mayor Debbie Sutherland portrayed Fitzgerald as an opportunist already looking for the next job, only 2 years into running the state's largest county.
I think the expectation was that we would have someone who would at least finish out their first term without looking on to, with blind ambition to the next position.
Fitzgerald made his initial announcements in Cleveland, Columbus, and Cincinnati. Next, he's expected to head elsewhere in the state as he gears up for an election that's a year and a half away. For Ohio Public Radio, I'm Nick Castell.